Good morning, Bernard.
Hey, is that Father? Good morning, Father.
Yes, it's Father Emilio. How are you?
I'm great, Father. How are you doing this morning up there?
Fine. You know, I feel very honored to be speaking to you.
You do. The honor is entirely mine.
You know, I've heard so much about Bernard Tuffin, and now here we are talking to you, and talking about something that's very, very close to your heart.
Indeed.
You say that South Africa needs Our Lady. And I thought, well, let's talk about this. I think many people agree with you.
Yes, Father.
How did you come onto this?
Well, it's not too long a story, but let me quickly say, thank you very much, Father, for the opportunity to be on the show.
Right.
I've received lots of correspondence from people around the country over the last year or so, and many of them exhort me quite intensively to get on to Veritas, which I'm delighted to have this opportunity to do so.
All right. Well, welcome. Lovely to have you, Bernard.
Thank you, Father. Father, in a nutshell, our campaign is a special campaign to spread the Fatima message in South Africa, mm-hmm. And to win the heart and soul of South Africa for Our Lady through the spreading of the Fatima message and the promotion of devotion to the Immaculate Heart.
Okay.
But if I may elaborate a little bit on that,
please, yes.
The organization was born really out of a concern, basically, a concern that a few of us and members of my family, incidentally, I live out here in the Karoo, in Ladysmith. I've got five beautiful children.
Okay.
And thanks be to God Almighty, we're all in the faith. And we share a lot of sort of concerns as family.
Right.
Naturally for the world, but also in a particular way concerned for our nation, for the various ills that afflict her, economic, social, particularly social and political, obviously.
Right.
And we see that people often look on almost with a certain impotence in the face of what often appears like almost a wave of miseries and difficulties engulfing the nation.
Mm.
So our desire then, of course, was to do something concrete about the situation, and having for years studied the almost forgotten message of Fatima with its appeal to prayer and amendment of life, we thought that this was the ideal message to carry to our fellow country people and South Africans.
Right, yes.
So on the one hand, we would promote promoting the message of Our Lady, which is of such great import to mankind. And secondly, the solution promoted by Our Lady to avoid the very scenario that she had mapped out in case her requests went unheeded.
Right. Bernard, you know what I would love to ask you? I mean, there are lots of people listening to us now, and they're saying, you know, we have a very deep love for Our Lady, but there are lots of others who also don't have that. What is it? What is it that somehow got you onto that track of Our Blessed Mother?
Well, I would say It involves a bit of intimacy in a sense, which one doesn't always like to broadcast too much. But I basically went through a grand conversion, let's put it that way.
Okay.
From being a classic, typical, lax, retired Catholic.
You're right.
To a fundamental and complete conversion, which I attribute directly to the power intercession of the Holy Rosary and the direct love of Our Lady, Queen of Mercy, Mother of Mercy, over me, and developed out of that a passionate sort of love, I'd say, of Our Lady, obviously love of the Church, love of Our Lady, and the desire to communicate that and spread that as far as possible.
Well, Bernard, that's powerful stuff that you're talking about now, and I think there are lots of people out there who will really appreciate your having shared this with us, because I know there are lots of people there who know Our Lady and they know the theology of Our Blessed Mother and so on. But they don't have this passion that you have and that you're speaking about right now. I say this because I remember once I met somebody who had gone across to Medjugorje, and he was a good Catholic. He came back and he said, Father, I'm going to give Radio Veritas 5,000 rand a month.
Oh.
He was he was so passionate about this. He said, I've come back, Father, and he says, why should we have to go all the way to Medjugorje to experience this incredible love of Our Blessed Lady and prayer and the rosary and all that sort of thing? We should have it here. We must really do this in and through Radio Veritas as well. So he was really passionate about it. So it was a kind of conversion that he also went through in his own life.
That's fantastic. But also, of course, I have we have a great devotion to Saint Louis Marie Grignon Montfort.
Oh yes,
please. Of the great Marian Apostle.
Right.
And he maps out so many stories of unbelievable conversions. Of course, he took, I would say, we would say the devotion to Our Lady to the heights that have probably been written about and contemplated in church history.
Right.
And he has the most amazing case stories about people's devotion to the Rosary, to Our Lady, and basically says that through her, anybody can really get their foot back into the faith and essentially to Jesus through Mary. That's the whole core of his thinking and theology.
So there was a time in your life when none of this really featured at all. It was there, but in the background.
Yeah, exactly.
And then something happened, something triggered or something in you, and you had this momentous conversion that you talk about.
Yeah, well, that was as a young man, really. But then now, later, in recent years, we've my family, I have, as I mentioned to you, five lovely children, Bernadette, Thomas, Dominic, Catherine, and Anthony. We had floristry businesses in Cape Town.
Mm.
And we happened to be able to sell them and move on. And we always had a desire to move into the countryside to sort of experience a little bit of being close to nature, having greater capacity to prayer and reflection.
Right.
And in that situation, I find myself able to do all sorts of things. And having all these things in the heart, I really wanted to do something for our country and to spread everything that was very close to me.
I noticed that two of your children are Dominicans, Dominic and Catherine.
Yes. we have great hope that they may go on to be exactly those things.
Isn't that fantastic? How old are the children now?
18, 16, 12, 11, and the little lad of 7.
Isn't that wonderful? So they're all still quite young.
Very much
quite
so.
Young, yes. Anyway, so there you go. So you are really passionate about the need that we have in South Africa for our Blessed Mother.
Exactly. Father, the core of the message of Our Lady was prayer, penance, and amendment of life.
Right.
And particularly through the Rosary and devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary by means of, as Our Lady asked, the five first Saturday devotions.
Right.
So it is clear to us also that the world needs Our Lady in a special way. Our country needs Our Lady.
Right, yes,
yes. Hence was born the organization South Africa Needs Our Lady.
Right.
As I would say, as we mentioned earlier, almost a crusader zeal to spread the daily recitation of the Rosary in order to beg the grace of Our Lady upon our land and show us the path ahead.
And is this what you're doing all the time now?
Almost.
Really? And do you travel around doing this?
I do. I've been all over the country recently. I was actually up in Johannesburg a little while ago and down in the Eastern Cape.
Right.
And I really take with me a statue, a life-size statue of Our Lady of Fatima. We try to give a little bit of the background of the message, of its crucial importance to our days, why it can't be just dismissed as any other sort of apparition, especially since even as recently Pope Benedict talked about Fatima as being the most prophetic of all modern Marian apparitions.
Mm.
And, of course, we know the sun dance there, the personal holiness of the children,
right.
The approbation that has been given to Fatima by almost every pope since the early part of the last century.
Mm. John Paul
the personal
II.
Holiness of the seers and the fulfillment of the prophecies.
Right.
So we go and we show a small presentation on the core message that Our Lady came to ask.
Yes.
And end up praying the Rosary, and praying the Rosary especially for our country, and inviting people to place their petitions at the feet of Our Lady, which we take later in the year to the Shrine of Fatima.
Now tell me, Bernard, you keep saying we. Who is the we?
Well, we is the organization that we've constituted, the few people that constitute that.
So there are a few people that join you in this project?
Yes. Yeah, we're essentially a non. We constituted as a non-profit organization.
Oh, okay.
So we have a few directors and.
All right, and you see you all the time. You're going around the country talking about this.
Yes.
What sort
of reception? It's becoming. You see, we live on a farm, Father. So in essence, one has a few duties, obviously, as father, and and family.
Right.
But I'm gradually sort of easing out of those and trying to dedicate much more time to this work,
yeah.
which also involves, printing some publications. We've been spreading a book on the message of Our Lady of Fatima.
Yeah.
And we've also got a lovely book that we've just produced called The Book of Confidence, which we feel is a very necessary work in our days.
Yeah.
That one is by far the...
Now, that's interesting that you're talking about
Thomas
that.
De Saint-Levant.
Right.
Of the last century.
Do you have lots of other stuff that you sell or distribute, rosaries or books and
yes,
things?
Yes.
Oh,
we sort of go along with a traveling repository and sell things pertinent to this sort of work. That Book of Confidence, we sell a lovely book on the life of St. Vincent de Paul, on books on the family institution as the Mater Celis Societate, the absolute fundamental necessity for a world to reconstitute itself, the books
right.
of St. Louis Marie Grand Montfort.
Yes.
And rosaries and some lovely St. Benedict medals and a whole variety of goodies.
Wonderful. Do you have any bishops who are supporting you in this? Any dioceses or anything like that? Or is it?
I would say I haven't actually approached the
okay.
episcopate in the sense of seeking the support as of yet. That's
yes.
on my cards. We're
right.
relatively new in the fight.
Okay.
But I have not wanted to take a project to the top without sort of having some roots and bringing something to the table, so to speak, as already.
Well, I can't imagine any
organization on the go already. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't imagine any bishops being against what you're doing because it's so much. Fatima is so much part and parcel of the lives of so many people.
No, absolutely.
Do you find that it's more acceptable amongst different segments of the society? For example, like the Portuguese, I know they love Fatima. I remember when I was in Fatima a couple of years ago, I was there for the feast, and there were thousands upon thousands of people there.
Yeah,
and it was
watching on their knees and their foot. And
but Bernard, you know, I remember when they brought the statue out and they went around in procession and then they put the statue back in its glass case and they all waved white handkerchiefs, say the farewell to our Blessed Mother as they
yes.
put her back in the glass case again.
Exactly.
It was a very, very moving moment, I must say.
No, indeed. No, I do find that. But of course we have that mysterious reference of Our Lady in a message about the dogma of the faith being preserved in Portugal,
yeah.
which very often the Portuguese people quote.
yeah.
But there is definitely something very deep and profound in their devotion to
right.
Fatima.
I'm talking to Bernard Tuffin. We're talking about South Africa needing Our Blessed Lady, Our Blessed Mother. And if you'd like to contribute anything, you can call us right now on 011-452-7115. 011-452-7115. So this must cost you a lot of money going around the country like this. How do you raise funds?
Well, it does. During the meetings, we ask, obviously, if there's anybody that can be of assistance to us to help pave the way.
Yeah.
And we're busy also with a program of trying to raise a certain monthly budget that will enable us to carry out this work without difficulty. And, of course, we sell publications.
Right.
But, in a sense, none of these type of works ever produce what one needs or wants or would enable one to really effectively do what you want to do.
Right, yes.
Because it's passion-driven and one will almost accept that.
Bernard,
going to remain battling.
What's the sort of response you've had from around the country now?
I think I've had an excellent response in general.
Okay.
And I see Our Lady as a unifier.
Mm.
A unifier. So especially in almost across racial groups, we have a common denominator, so to speak, which I find quite warming because. I've been to all kinds of different places in the country, and I've been it's been heartwarming. The various cultural groups I've actually encountered has been fascinating.
Oh yes.
Both also, I've had an occasion in Johannesburg, almost unintended, whereby a meeting I went to was comprised totally of Congolese people. which many years ago was sort of something you could never imagine in the country.
Yes.
And they were praying in French and chatting in French. And it also brought home to one the incredible universality of the church and the beauty of so many people with so little in common, let's say, in culture, language, linguistics, etc., but all gathered around the feet of Our Lady with their beautiful hymns to Our Lady in different languages, and this has touched me quite profoundly.
Tell me, Bernard, do you find that, or have you found that the rosary is becoming more popular as a form of prayer?
I think so, yes, marginally so. I wouldn't say yet as a major movement. That's one thing that we would, that is our hope. Our hope, in fact, was to spark a major movement of the rosary in South Africa, to really move the heart of Our Lady, to have pity in us and guide us into the future. So it remains the fundamental push that we have,
right?
So that we could we know the intervention of Our Lady in history through the power of the rosary has been unimaginable.
Well, you know, you say this now, and I remember when I started Radio Veritas, I said, you know, what we're not going to have on the radio is Mass and the rosary, because I thought these things you need to be together to pray, you see. And the Mass and the Rosary are the two most popular, profound programs that we have on Radio Veritas. People just love the Rosary. If we prayed the Rosary every hour, people would be so happy.
Fantastic.
Yeah. No, they love
this. Is marvelous. This is a wonderful work you're doing, Father. It's what we need so desperately.
Absolutely. And you know, we have CDs of the Rosary, which we've made in South Africa. We sell these. People love to have them, and we make them available to people. We've got very different, many different versions of the rosary, Irish and American and South African and so on. But people love the rosary. And
it's fantastic.
It always warms my heart when I hear people speaking so lovingly and longingly about the rosary.
Exactly.
Yes. One of the other things is the Knights of Da Gama. This is another impressive thing.
Yes.
You know, this is a group of men. You think, well, you know, are the men going to be praying the rosary? They do. Every month, I think, every council of the knights, they come together in somebody's home and they pray the rosary together.
Yes.
I mean, that's so encouraging to see that there are these sort of things happening in and around the country. But you are there to support it, to promote it, and to do so much more.
Exactly. And of course, the rosary prayed properly and adhered to in the way Our Lady desired is a call to personal conversion and holiness.
Right.
And as a sort of antidote. That's why also we want to promote it as an antidote to all the evil and the wickedness in the world, which, there is such a gulf of evil pouring over. I always think, who's going to stand up and attract the grace of God to stem the tide of the wickedness?
Well, you know, there are people like you, Bernard. Thank you very much for doing that. I mean, you've seen the need. You've taken the bull by the horns and you said, we are going to do this. I'm going to be doing this. And it all comes from your own conviction and your own conversion. And that's fantastic. Congratulations on that.
Thank you, Father.
And I do hope that the number of people that run this organization with you will continue to grow and that you're going to have, just more and more success.
That's exactly what we hope. We're also promoting, Father, if I may mention, the what we call the Public Square Rosary Rally campaigns.
Right.
That's we began that last year in October on the Saturday closest to the Miracle of the Sun.
Right.
And the idea is really to pray the rosary in a public place, sort of wearing our faith on our sleeves, where many would have it pushed away under a table.
Yeah.
And beg, you know, publicly, the mercy of God, Our Lady, on our country to heal it, to give us the grace to see the way forward, to help us with solutions, etc. So that's going to be something we're going to push and punt quite severely towards the end of the year.
Very good. Very good indeed. Well, you have our support, our prayers, and if any time you want to come on the radio, just give us a call and we'd be very, very happy to talk to you and to promote what you're trying to promote.
That's wonderful.
Okay.
Many thanks, Father, for your time and all blessings of Our Lady on the program. May it also grow from strength to strength.
May she continue to pray for us that we get what we need to run Radio Veritas. All right, Bernard, God bless you and thank you for talking to me.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There we go. That was Bernard Tuffin talking about the project that he's heading called South Africa Needs Our Lady.